which is quite long. I'm halfway through the Mishabura, where he says, so this over here, again, is a case where one of the people only read one pasuk. Two psukim is supposed to be psukim. So he's supposed to get another aliyah to correct that problem of only reading two psukim. So this whole time is talking about all Yisraelim, and there's no issue of Kain Levi Yisrael. The only issue is he didn't read enough psukim. What do we do in that situation? If the second person came up and didn't make a bracha yet, second person came up and finished it already, fine. The Medrash Mordim, B'shalo Hoya Kayin, B'beitz HaMedrash Koro Yisraelim. This is all talking about Yisraelim.
Point to it? Okay.
Here. Okay. So it's all Yisrael, and then that's the only issue is the mount of psukim. However, Avolim Makorazet Bekoyin, the first one who went up was a Koyin. And then Shakar Rakshne Psukim, the Koyin only read two psukim. Rahagak Beirach HaLevi, then the Levi comes up, makes the bracha. Was Nitzka, then they realize Shatoa Koyin, Shakar Rakshne Psukim. So the Kohen only read two psukim. So in that situation, so now if it be a Yisraelim, we would say that the halacha that the second aliyah, second oyla, says the first kriya is only two psukim. That's not a valid kriya. And therefore, we go back to the beginning of the kriya, and then he reads those two psukim plus three psukim more. Fine. But over here, if he does that, it's looking like we're saying that the kriya wasn't a valid kriya because he wasn't a kohen. So the Levi then picks up where the Kohen left over. He doesn't go back and read the two first psukim which the Kohen read. This is the weekday. So in the weekday, so you're missing the first psukim, that doesn't really bother us. The main thing is that you'll have a final total, which is correct. But we don't want you going back and reading the first two. The year pegam lekahanim hanim soim shom kashikra levi merusha sefer. It would be strange that the levi is the one who's reading from the beginning of the parsha of the aliyah. So the first one only did two psukim, right? Doesn't count. So you only have one oiler so far. So the Levi is the first oiler. The Yisrael, and then one Yisrael, and a second Yisrael. So you have three oiler, and then they read a total of 10 psukim. But the afshalikra kayan harishan shatoa achar Levi. We said before, in the case when they're all Yisraelim, so we'll bring that oila back to get the next aliyah. You can't do that over there. Then Kayan Karach or Levi. You can't have the Kayan read, then the Levi read, then the Kayan read again. You can't do that. Okay. Kiyakriya Shakaro Shnei Psukim Akimanda Lesedam. The first Kriya of the Kayan, who read only two Psukim, doesn't count. So you need three more oila. So the Levi is oila number one, and then two Yisraelim. Now, that's talking about on a Monday or a Thursday. So on Monday or Thursday, we say, listen, the fact that you missed the first psukim, it's not the end of the world. Theoretically, so as long as we have 10 psukim, even though we didn't start from the beginning of the parasha, we started two psukim in, it's not the end of the world. You read 10 psukim. So the Kohen read two psukim, we're not going back because you don't want the Levi to read from the beginning of the parasha. The Bible says it didn't count at Mitzad Arlim, and you still need three Arlim. It didn't count Mitzad Triya because there's only two psukim. So you read 10 psukim from there and onwards. You're missing the first psukim of the parsha. It's okay during a weekday. But on Shabbos, you have to read the whole parsha. So Yeshar and the Bezeh, we say we don't give it to that person again. Why? The bechal she also lahoisav aminyan akruyim. You can't do hoisafis. Can a mikro acher lahashdim b'mekamay mexikim moshikar arbab kruyim? If you call somebody else in place of him, now reality is it's only three kruyim because the first one wasn't a kar, right? He missed the psukim. But it will be perceived as if you have four kruyim. Ma'ashegim b'shabbos the mutal lahoisav b'shabbos. You could add on. We don't give an oilet twice an aliyah in the same sefer. We can give a person an aliyah in the case of a mafter. He can get an aliyah and then also get mafter. But the same sefer we don't give to. So it looks like he's getting twice. We ask him, welcome Shehiskel or Mishun, Bechanal. We ask him, Shiva Kriyam, Bavad, Zeshakara, Shne Psukim. So then you'll say, listen, the first person read, he only read two Psukim, and then he stopped. So the next Oilu will come up and start over again from those two Psukim. And we'll read seven Kriyam, excluding the person who only read two. It was besides him. So we'll have a Hisaf, it looks like a Hisaf. That's what some argue. Vyesh. You don't have to replace him with somebody else on Shabbos. You don't have to replace him. Now, so the Shaar Tzion in Chaf Aleph says, he adds one kenetz over here. If this problem was, so what's the question? The question is that somebody that. Should we give this person a second chance, or should we give it to somebody else? Right. So he says some argue on Shabbos you should give it to somebody else because the person should not get two aliyahs in the same sefer. And some say no, you don't have to. So after Mr. Burman, in a case where the problem was with the kohen, and the yerdim eret tos de b'kohen, v'vali yesh lino kain, we definitely should have the kohen corrected himself. Then on Shabbos, different than on the weekday, that you don't have to go back to the first Tupsukim. In the case of the Sukkah, on Shabbos, you have to go back to the first Tupsukim because you have to read every Pasuk of the Parsha. And you have to read it in the context of an Aliyah, and Tupsukim is not an valid Aliyah. So if the Kohen only read Tupsukim and stopped, whoever the next person is going to be is going to have to go back to the beginning. Well, we said before, if the Levi, who's the second oil, starts again from the beginning of the parsha, it'll look strange that the Levi is getting the giving of the parsha, not the Kahanim. So, if you're going to give it to the next person, it's not going to be acceptable. So you must give it. So therefore, the Kohen will correct the problem by starting getting the next Aliyah. It's starting from the beginning of the parsha again. And then you'll proceed with six other kriyam after the kohen. Okay. So we said in a case where they only read nine psukim, b'diavad it's kosher, like you see by parshas Amolek, the nine psukim is acceptable. But eight psukim is not acceptable at all. So parshas Amolek. So cut new dalet. The kula ain ella b'tisha psukim. The whole parsha of Amalek is nine psukim. Kiman the hosim currently chachila tisha. On Purim morning, we read only nine psukim. Therefore, b'shayamim yotzim akupanim b'diavad b'tisha. So we see that nine at least is acceptable b'diavad. Well, b'din asar rakla mitzil chachila. The requirement of ten is not ma'akev b'diavad. It's only the chachila. Okay. Now, zog to Mr. Baruch. The beer grow up, and she was putting me risk, Cholkum on set, but Daitim Nasora who li kuva. No, that's not true. Purim is an exception, and we can't make any parallel from Purim to anywhere else. So they hold that 10 is Ma'akev. Upachas Mizel, Choyzu Mavarach Makar, we need another. If you only read 9 Sukkim, we haven't read all 10 Sukkim. According to the grow, you'd have to give another person an aliyah. He'd have to read 3 Sukkim. So in that situation, we don't go back as we had before. We go back to where the last person started because each person read 3 psukim. So we tell the being an oileh, they're a valid oileh. So you'd have a fourth aliyah. So you would have the first person read 3, the second person read 3, the third person read 3. Each one read 3, so they're a valid oileh. And the problem is now we only read 9 psukim. So at the Gra, you need to read 10 psukim. So you had a fourth person would be Arla, and he'd read 3 more psukim. Um, And even not like the opinion of the girl, the first opinion that Bidiyav 3:9 is enough, it would be proper to continue to read. You read without an oil, without a bracha, you read three more psukim. But even according to this, if you read not less than nine, you're no good. Pachas mitisha, hanashakara. Now, how is it if it's less than nine, but we're saying each oil had a valid aliyah, I mean each oil read three psukim, so how does that work? Each one did read his three psukim. But the total was only eight. So what happened? So the shlishi, or this, you know, the sheni vis-a-vis the rishon, went back a posik. So he read. So the first one read three psukim, the second one read three psukim, the third one read one old posik and two new. So he read three psukim. So even though each one read the three psukim, so mitzad dini aliyah, each one read three psukim, you only have a total of eight. That's no good. Because if the case was shishakarakim shnei psukim with kareshin and bereish asif filo yotza, okay. Because if the scenario had been the three and two, of course you're not yotza. Already said if you only read two, you're not yotza. Okay, now the Yotze B'Yavid came like a poem called Kolechad Shlosh Pesukim. That they learn up this did of the Mechaber. Mechaber said, if you read nine Pesukim at the end, you're Yotze B'Yavid. Not like the Gra, right? Nine Pesukim B'Yavid is Yotze. So here you have nine Pesukim. Haven't they one Pesukim was repeated twice? But each Euler read three Pesukim. So you have three Aliyahs of three Pesukim, right? And that's enough. So they argue that B'Yavid you would be Yotze. And that's the Magen Avraham. Now the Shar Tzion and Chavdal points out we shouldn't paskan like this. He holds Halacha Lemaisa. We're not going to meet. So what that should mean is, according to the Mechaber, if you read eight psukim, you have to go back. Another person has to get an aliyah and read three psukim. According to the Magen Avraham, but you have a yotzei. So now it's a suffix. What do you do? He says, no. We paskan like the Shulchan Aruch. And you would go back with a bracha. Okay. They only read eight psukim altogether. Fine. Tzad Zayin. In the case of the Mechaber says you only read eight psukim, you're not Yotze. The Mechaber holds your argument. But as long as each person read three, which meant one person overlapped, he read one pasuk was read by two different people. So first Arla read pasuk Aleph Beis Gimel. The second person read Dalet Hei Vav. The third person read Vav Zayin Ches. He repeated Vav. So each Arla read three psukim. So they're Mekayim the Lacha, and they have to read three psukim. So each read three psukim. So that the problem is Sach HaKol, they only read from Aleph through Ches. So Mechaber says you're not Yotze. Mechaber says you are Yotze because the Maisa each one read three psukim. So the Shar Tzion is saying, but we're not going to send Mechaber the Magen Avraham, and we are going to go back and read three more psukim. So another, you would bring up a fourth oila, and he would read the situation, Tess, Yud, and Yud Aleph.
Or Zayin, Ches, and Tess?
No, he doesn't go back. He doesn't go back because the case before we had the halach as it goes back is because the oila only read two psukim. And therefore, the only read two psukim. So that's not a kriya. Over here, the other read three psukim. So the kriya there was. Problem is, you didn't have ten psukim. You didn't have enough psukim. So you don't go back because his kriya was a valid kriya. You continue on from where he was. So he read through ches. So the next one will read tes yud and yud aleph. Okay. Sivkot tes zayin. Srichim lachsav likras. Ratzulaymar. Oysa shakar shalakahagin. Teva srichim loshin rabim lav dat medavkahum. It sounds like that you would send that person up again. I'm not sure why you'd send that person up again. He did a kriya. Okay, now. Sif Hey. Imkara Parshas Porta. Uposak Bidlager Hagar B'Sechom. Vigol Sefer Torah. So they read Parshas Porta. And they stopped short, not the mount of the Chazar or Masak, and they're supposed to read for Parshas Porta. And they completed. So Loch is Chazar Pesach Umaskal Mirasha Parsha Atitman Arab and Vorach Lefanel Lacharda. So you didn't read what Chazar Masak you're supposed to read. So then you go back. Now in this situation, the Mechaber says that you read the whole parsha again. You read it from the beginning again as well. Mishmar is going to discuss why. Why is that so? Okay. Yud Zayin, the Gol Sefer Torah. Harachanim hiskim the Gol olaf dafka. Aliker the Toli b'mirach bracha achrona. Even if he did not close the Sefer Torah, it's once he's completed he said the second bracha, the Kriya has ended, and it ended improperly. So we have to start over again. V'imloy beirach, abishep galos Sefer Torah chayz v'karim es a moister b'loy bracha l'fanah. But if they did not make the bracha achrona yet, even though they shut the Sefer Torah, so you open it again, you continue. Okay. Marisha Parsha. Now, so to Mishnah Berurah, V'hodol Saka, she asked him, Malcolm Shapasa Mitzchila, why do we have to go back to the beginning just to pick up from where you left off? So Mishnah Berurah says, but why? The Kivan, Shalai Kar Mitzchila, Kesedah Shetitu Chachom, and over here, Chazar Masaka, to read this whole Parsha. So you didn't do that. I ain't concrete. So whereas in general the takana was to read psukim, so you read three psukim, and so you read three psukim, the next person picks up from where you left off. Over here the takana was to read parsha's porta, and you didn't do that. You read half a parsha's porta. So if you stop there, that's not called reading parsha's porta. So you start over again. Okay. Valvo pikein, he's given a chronim the imdilag eza posuk enachizer. Now. So, if we're so machmen on that, it means that also included if a person, whatever reason, when he was laying, missed the pasuk. He didn't read the whole parsha. The Chazar Masakah to read the whole parsha of Parshas Porter, Shkolim, whatever it is. So, what's the luck in that situation? He says, no, Enochaz, you don't have to go back. To make Kareh, Parsha Yisrael Shabbos Shalom, you read the parsha, Porah in the proper week, Zachar in the proper week. Shkolim Chodesh, from the Eil, the Sif Gimel in your Parshas Amoedim. But Achen calls that Davke im Dileg me Pesukim Shedem Mikir Chavis Hayom. You missed the Pesuk, which is not a defining element in the story in the Parsha. Tanal the Gerba Gerba Sechom. Ah, well, im Dileg Mikir Chavis Hayom. He's given Beli Rabba the Chaser. So we had before we said even though if you missed the pasuk and let's say the mafter on yomtiv, as long as you got the main pasukim in, you're okay. But if you missed the pasuk, one of the pasukim of which describes the actual carbon musaf, you're not yotze. So same thing over here. If you miss, parshas part is talking about the din of a paraduma, and you skip the pasuk about paraduma, obviously you're not yotze. Okay, now. Sivov. Karbatara Rishon. So, Karbatara Sheni Masha Kara Rishon. The first person read, the second person comes up. And reread what the first one read, which he shouldn't have done so, but he did. So, Im Hoysev Masha Kara Rishon, Shloshim Psukim. If he added on three more Psukim, so at the end of the day, his kriya, his aliyah was three psukim beyond the first kriya. Good, so you're right. Or in Ha'isef, afilu shnayim, he only added two more psukim. But b'makom lo yafshir, in a case where three psukim is not available, he read two.
Welcome to
the case where it's not possible, right? Which means where a topic ends, you don't read only one psukim. There's two psukim left till the end of the topic. So you read two psukim, you get the topic is ended. There's a pay, there's a summit. You know, what's afterwards is already a whole new thing. So you read two more psukim in that situation. So the second aliyah will also count because he's added something new beyond the first one. Vimlav, but if the second one read exactly the same thing as the first one, or only, let's say, one pasuk more, or two psukim more, he doesn't count with a minyan. Right? So, if you read the same thing again, it's not an aliyah. So therefore, he doesn't count as the cheshbon of the people who were ugly. The one exception is on sukkahs in Eretz Yisrael, or in Chutz Lortz as well. Eretz Yisrael and sukkahs in Olamoyd, what do they read? The first, let's say, first day of Olamoyd, it's Yom Sheni of sukkahs. So for all four people read the exact same three sukkahs. Yom Sheni, Yom Sheni, Yom Sheni, Yom Sheni. In Chutz Lortz, so the first Olamoyd reads Yom Sheni, second reads Yom Shlishi, third reads Yom Revi, and the fourth one reads Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi. The Maaseh, he's repeating what's been read already. He's repeating Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi. But that's because that's called Lo Yom. Okay. So the Mishnah Berurah. So the second one read, but the first one had read already. Harishon, new test. Okay. Dafka b'di Yevin. This is, you're not supposed to do this. You're not supposed to, the second one should not go back and reread what the first one had read. You shouldn't read the earlier psukim. Even though you're planning to add many more at the end. Don't do that. There is a minig, which we don't actually do this minig, that the way you would give aliyahs on Shabbos of Bechukosai, when it's by itself, it's not part of Bahar Bechukosai. So the same way during the weekday, we get three aliyahs into the first, I think it's 12 psukim, 12 or 13 psukim, about the bracha. So that's what we would do. Then the fourth person gets the teichacha. Our menach is the shlishi gets the teichacha. But their menach was, and the fourth person got the teichacha. But he would go back and read three psukim from the bracha, even though the person before him already read that. But he wants to be matzah with whatever type. So Mr. Burr seems like it would not be proper to go back. But there is such a minig because of the Dover Toiv. I would assume that's the reason why the minig has changed the way we do it, that the Shlishi gets the Tachacha, obviates this problem. Because he's supposed to read these psukim. It's not going back. Okay. Shlosh psukim. He added on three more psukim. The Mokam Shafshim, when that's possible. I feel a shnayim. Hanu shayisim shnei psukim. A posuk echol chakorah mashal fanu. He added on two psukim more from that earlier posuk, the posuk that he read. An example of this is what we do in Rosh Chodesh, that there's only eight psukim in the parsha of the Talmud. So the first one gets reads al psukim al peis gimel. The second person reads gimel again in dalet and hey. The third person reads vav zayin ches, and then the tes and yud, which is about Shabbos. And then he stops, and the fourth one reads the psukim, the five psukim of Rosh Chodesh. Yud Aleph through Tesvav. So the scenario would be the same thing over here. And then they say, you have Shabbat Yonacha, because you don't have another option. Kamashi Yisbar, Behilas Rosh Chodesh. There is another minhag, which is the way the minhag of the Gra does it, but you still end up with the same. The Gra has the first person reads Aleph Beis Gimel, and the second person reads Dalet Hay Vav Zayin Ches, I think, to the end of the parsha, because you don't start two psukim before the end of the parsha. And the third one reads again. He reads Vav Zayin Ches and then Tesen Yud. So but you still have to have him repeating psukim, which we said earlier. However, you do it. I think that's how he does it. Shasha psukim. I'm sorry. Because she's Rabbi Hilchos Chodesh. Chabes. But welcome to Yavshir. You only need two more, but you don't have an option. Hana shalu Yavshir likris shalai shakim mishnai mishum the solak kinyana. Dila Yavshir klau havidum the pari achag. Well, Yavshir means that there's a problem of solak kinyana. Solak kinyana, which means it's a proper place to stop. See, he shouldn't be going right there. We have a case where it's more than that. It's because there's mamash. There's another option, a pari achag, which that's where you do the chachila then. That's how we do pari achag, because we don't have another option. Vim lav, then he said, if he didn't add on more psukim, he didn't add on three more psukim, the second earl did not add on three more psukim than the first one. Shalkar of Shosha Bimakam the after Loy Likri Shlosha. Or Shalkar Shlosha Bimakam the Hoyer after Loy Akabonim Likri Shnaim. He didn't read three when three were an option, or two when two were an option. He didn't go right there. He only went right to one Pasuk. Say, in our limited minion, he doesn't count. So the Mishaburu, the notion is there, Mash, but there ain't Isser Bedover, Lachser, Likri's Mash, Akar, Ho'ila, Shlofana. The problem isn't going back and reading what the earlier one said. Because the only thing the Mechaber says is you don't count for the minion of the Arlim. We need to do a Hisafa. But there's a more intrinsic problem that that's not a valid Kriya. It's a Bracha Lebatala. No. It sounds like a Bracha it is. A Kriya it is. You're at three Psukim. The Maya says you don't count the minion of Arlim because you end up reading the same thing again. So he doesn't count the minion of Arlim. El Shein Arlim, the minion of Kriya. However, the Ramah disagrees and says no. That it's not just that it doesn't count the minyan Ireland. This is not a valid aliyah. So you can't go back and read what somebody else read. That's meager din, improper to do. Karl Mechaber, it's mutter to do it. Just you might end up with not being counting to the minyan. Of the oilam, b'mitzad the kriya, you did your thing, but the Ramah says no. You may not go back and reread what's read before, except when we don't have an option. Parayachag, chalamoid sukkas dervi chozim kar mashakaru kaimel levi shaliyav shalikras the fun of mashen or b'minyan shabbat. So you can't go back earlier because there's no shaychus. You can't read. The Ravi was the one who's basically the main extra, the main aliyah, because he's the one which is extra aliyah for Chol HaMoed, reads the Purim for that day. So in Chutz La'aretz, it's a Sfeika D'Yayma. And the Sfeika is, let's say the first day is between Yom Sheni and Yom Shlishi. So he reads, he can't read Yom Rishon, he can't read Yom Ravi, there's no Shaychus. So he has no option, that's why he would go back and read those Pesukim.
With the Kohen read, didn't want the Levi
read. Well, the Kohen read him with the Levi read, correct.
Before you just said,
I didn't say anything about Levi.
Did the Mishnah Berurah talk about? I know there's a Gemara in Megillah that talks about like Yotzin and Nasin, like those that like leave early and come.
We spoke about that a while back.
Confused.
Okay. We'll get it again in the next sim as well. Okay. Siman Kuf Lamed Ches. Shalosh Shari B'Parsha Pogos Mishnah Shep Sukkim. We don't end off with. Less than three psukim before the end of the parsha. Karbataro, lo yishar b'parsha pachal mishlosh psukim. We do not end an aliyah with less than three psukim, with only two or one pasuk remaining to the end of where there's a peyur samach, there's an end of a parsha. We don't pause there. The Yotze will assume that the next person only read those two psukim. See, you're allowed to read two psukim. Well, you can't read those two psukim. You have to read at least three psukim. Now, what would happen is the next person would read two plus some more. The person who left doesn't know what happened. So he'll assume that he just read two psukim and draw the conclusion that two psukim is a valid aliyah, with all of the consequences of that. And you can't start with only two psukim after a parsha. So there was a pay in the samach, and they read the parsha before the psukim before that, and then they went two psukim into the new section. So now the next person walks in and says, "Wow, this guy got an aliyah, two psukim into the next section." Some of the guy before him only got two psukim. Now, really, the person before them got two psukim plus psukim before that. But the nichnas will not know that, and he will assume that the person before only got two psukim, and again draw the conclusion that two psukim is about aliyah. If the nichnasim all is basic nichnas, the shemar shlokar mishin elish psukim, and they'll think that the person only read two psukim, which is not true, but they'll think and conclude that two psukim is a valid aliyah. Ben chiluk hago ben chiluk ben parsha stuma psukol stuma, whether it's separated out with a representative or chumash or the pay or a samach, but whatever type of interruption it is, it doesn't make a difference. Now parsha shein rak shnei psukim, what's the shalach tefila lehafzik shom. You can end off before a parsha, which is two psukim. We should make the range that the oilim that they should not be making a bracha on something which is not toiv. You should be maskel b'davar toiv, be mesayim b'davar toiv. Okay. Let's see what we're going to do. Lo Yeshayer. Got a few minutes. Hanshel Yisayim L'shum Echad Me'oilim Samach L'Haskolas HaParsha Shachreya Poyapachad M'Shach M'Sukin. Any oiler, whoever it is, on a Monday, Thursday, Shabbos, whatever it is, any of the oilim should not end with less than three psukim to the end of a parsha, end of a pay or sabbath. So we don't want that. Now, if they hayotzin ben garva legarva, people who have to leave, she is what they might think. She is there, sheyala acharov, the next person who they didn't stick around for. Lo yikurak shnei psukim out of parsha. He'll read the two psukim to the end of the subject, end of the parsha. Parsha hanu psucha istum. When we say over here parsha, we're not referring to the sedra, referring to the sections which are set off in the Torah by either a parsha psucha or parsha stuma. A psucha is where after the words of the parsha are written, the rest of that line is left blank, and they start the next pasuk at the beginning of the next line. So there'll be a gap, an airspace to the end of the line. A stuma is when there's a gap between the two, parsha A and then parsha B, but both parsha A and parsha B are written on the same line, and there's a gap in between. There's a gap in between the two of them. So at the beginning of the line, there's words from the first end of the first parsha. At the end of the line, there's words at the beginning of the second parsha. And in between, there's a space of nine letters. The equivalent of nine letters. What'd you say, sweet? We don't have to tell. Correct. Okay, so the... we're not talking about the Shani and the Shlishi type of aliyah. We're talking about the parasha Pesukim, parasha Stuma. Okay. We just remember this: the person who was Yotze.
What do you mean, Shani
Shlishi? Oh, Kol Mitzvah. No. In general, the idea: we don't make a mistake when we use the word parasha. Three Pesukim to the end of the parasha means the end of the designated aliyahs in a Chumash. That's irrelevant. So if you leave only two psukim over to the end of the parsha, the Yotze will think the next person only gets those two psukim, and he will conclude that two psukim is a valid aliyah. Let's say the person stopped two psukim before the end of a parsha and already made the bracha. The Revi, a parsha Zamoya, this is supposed to be five oilim. So he ended two psukim, he went too long, and he ended two psukim before the end of the kriya. Now the number five, the oilim number five, you can't read psukim beyond that. In the next thing, there's no shaykh to yomtiv. So he has to read his three psukim here. So he'll go back a pasuk and read three psukim to the end. If l'solakinyan, which means that you could continue on the parsha, the thought which is relevant has not ended, so the next can continue beyond into the next parsha. So then you don't go back. He reads those two psukim plus three psukim beyond in the next parsha. Let's hold it here.